Maseches Nazir, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis 4:2, and the chapter continues on with its discussion of the Hatara and Hafara, the cancellation and undoing of the vows of Naziris. And in this Mishnah, we also consider the possibility that not only can a husband be Mayfair to cancel his wife's vow on the day he hears about it, he could also be Mekayem, he can also confirm her vow. And the effect is if a man, the husband, is Mekayem, he confirms his wife's neder, in this case to be a Nazira, so then there's no turning back. He can't, after that fact, turn around and say, you know what, I want to cancel your vow, so you shouldn't be a Nazira. And of course, under normal circumstances, the reason why he could be canceled, he could be made for her vow, is because the rule is that a husband can cancel two categories of his wife's vows, those that are either Beina Levena, something that comes between the two of them, or some which is a source of inui, of her foregoing something, some kind of abnegation, so she's suffering therefrom. And in general, if a woman becomes a Nazir, of course she can't drink wine, etc., and therefore that would be considered to be from this category of inui. So a person could cancel his wife's vow, but if he says he wants it to stand, then he cannot anymore cancel it. And our Mishnah will consider the possibility that even a person could be mekayim his wife's vow, but implicitly, not actually saying verbally that he is Mekayim, that it should stand, but just by what he said, it's implicit, even though he didn't say explicitly that he wanted her vow to stand, and therefore perhaps he can't undo it. So the Mishnah says inside, Hareini Nazir, a person accepts upon himself to be a Nazir, that's a standard formulation, and then he turns to his wife and he says, Va'at, what about you? Question mark. That's what the bartender learns. So now she has the option of saying yes or no. If she says, Va'amra Amen, she says, Amen, yes, I also accept upon myself Naziris. So then she is a Nazira as well. And that's a big chiddush. It's not just that she is the usual case of any kinds of Nadarm and other Devarim of Hafla, where you need to verbally articulate something, and then you have this Bal Yecher Devaro, you're not allowed to, one of the Lavim in the Torah, of course, that you have to fulfill what you say and not profane your word. The chiddush here is, even though she didn't say anything, she just said yes, amen, she agrees, that's enough to be bound by the neder. It's called being bound to a neder mipi acherim, even though someone else said it, but her saying amen makes her a nazira as well. So the Mishnah says, even though she said yes after him asking her, mefer es shela, he is allowed to, he is capable, authorized to be mefer to cancel her nazirus. And the reason why is because he asked her, he didn't necessarily tell her she had to be, and that being the case, she could have said yes or no, and therefore it's not implicit in him asking if he wanted her to be a Nazira, and therefore when she said yes after him asking, she could still have her neder of Naziras cancelled by him. Says the Bar Tanura, if instead of putting a question mark at the end of the Va'at, he would have said, as a matter of fact, or a sort of imperative, I am a Nazir, Hareini Nazir, Va'at, and you too, either period mark or period or exclamation mark. So now, of course, there's no way that a person can obligate another person in Nazira. So by declaring his wife to be a Nazira, that's ineffective. But if she says Amen, she says, yes, I agree to that, so then she would be bound. And now, says the Bar Tanura, since he was telling her to be a Nazira, although he couldn't force her to be once she agreed to it, that would be implicit that he wanted her to be a Nazira. And that being the case, he's now been Mekayim, so now it's implicit he wanted it to be. He's confirming it. And therefore, if she accepts upon herself to be a Nazir by saying Amen, he cannot be Mefer. That's what the Bar Tanura learns, based on the Rambam, and that's how the Halacha reflects. Tosfos disagrees, by the way. Tosfos says, no, a person, even if he says you should be two, could still be Mefer, if she accepts upon herself to be a Nazira. So the Mishnah says, I'm going to read the words again, so you just see the whole thought of this one sentence. It says, Hareini Nazir, I'm a Nazir, Va'at, what about you? Va'amra Amen, she says yes. Mefer Eshela, he's able to cancel her vow. Vishalo Kayam, but his vow stands. Meaning, according to the gears we have in front of us in this Mishnah, regardless of whether or not she agrees to be Nazir or not, he is bound, because he said Hareini Nazir. It doesn't matter if she agrees or doesn't agree, his Nazir stands. That sounds perhaps straightforward enough. Why should it depend on her? But in fact, there's a different version of this Mishnah in the Yerushalmi, which says that instead of saying that Shelo is Kaim, it says Shelo is Batel. His vow becomes annulled. And in fact, that's how the Rambam paskens. So let me explain this out for a second. The way the Rambam is learning this, ostensibly, is that when he says Hareini Nazir Va'at, what he's saying is, or if he's saying, essentially, I'll be a Nazir if you will be too. So then if she says no, So then, of course, not a nazir. But then he can be mayfair because he can say, well, my nazirus was contingent upon your nazirus. And if you're not going to be, then I don't want to be either. But more than that, according to the Girsa, if she says, yes, I want to be, he still has the time to say, you know what, this is a bad idea. And therefore, he can cancel hers. And since he's canceling hers, and he had in mind, if he had in mind, presume he had in mind, that's what he intended, that the nazirus should be a package deal. If he cancels her, then his will be canceled as well because he didn't expect or intend to be a nazir on his own. So that's the halacha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch brings as well. The flip side is, the Mishnah says, Hareini nazira. If the wife says, I am a nazira, I accept to be a nazir. Va'ata, what about you, hubby? Va'amar amen. If the husband says amen, yes, I agree with Nazir as well. So then, enu yachol lahafer, then the husband cannot cancel his wife's naziris. Why is that the case? Whether or not she was asking or even she was telling him, since he says amen, he agrees, he's obviously agreeing that she should be a nazir as well. And that is certainly an implicit hakama. He's at least implicitly confirming he wants her to be a nazira, and therefore there's no turning back. He cannot turn around and be mayfair, cancel her naziris after that.